It's time to focus on your financial goals and master the game of sustainable wealth creation. We're sharing tips on all things money in Let's Get This Money.
I'm Kalila Reynolds, and it's time for another episode of
Let's Get This Money. Thanks to our sponsors, Popeyes, good food I keep. Visit locations island-wide.
Michael Lee Chin just got richer. The billionaire sold his mega yacht for $362 million. That's $62 million in profit. I'm Kalila Reynolds. I'm going to break this all down for you. And for those who don't know who Michael Lee Chin is, well, he's a Jamaican-Canadian billionaire, and he's probably best known, at least here in Jamaica, for his part ownership of NCB, Jamaica's largest bank. He also has his hands in a lot of other business ventures across the Caribbean and also there in Canada. And according to Forbes magazine, his network sits around $1.4 billion. So the man rich. So rich that he bought a 337-foot super yacht for $300 million in 2020. It's called Asopo. I can't even pronounce it. And when I say Apo is a mega yacht, I mean mega. It has 6 decks, a helipad, you know, so you can land your own helicopter right on there, a nature-inspired spa, a beach club, and even an IMAX theater on board. 16 guests can stay on board in any of the 8 guest rooms, but the real gem, reportedly, because I've never been on it, is the owner's private space that comes with its own gym and sky lounge deck. So Lee Chin actually commissioned this yacht back in 2017, and he reportedly specifically asked for it to be delivered on his mother's birthday. Apo actually means grandmother in Hakka Chinese, so there's some symbolism there. Now, the yacht was delivered in 2021, and it was a big deal here in Jamaica because it was the middle of COVID, and some people were not happy about this mega yacht docking in Portland. For a number of reasons, they didn't appreciate what seemed to be this ostentatious show of wealth given everything that was happening because of the pandemic. And then NCB investors also weren't happy because they hadn't received dividend payments in a hot minute, but NCB owner could be here flashing his mega yacht. Plus, there were environmental concerns, and like I said, it was a big deal, but eventually, you know, things kind of calmed down. Well, now Lee Chin has reportedly sold the yacht to professional hockey player turned billionaire businessman Patrick Dovici. Apo sold for a whopping $362 million. That's $62 million more than Lee Chin paid to have it built in, what, 3-4 years? Now, I don't know much about the luxury yacht industry, but that seems like a lot. Well, interestingly, the yacht sale is the latest in a string of sales from the billionaire. Back in September, Lee Chin sold CVM Television to Verticast Media Group. He also sold Reggae Beach in St. Mary, a property that was reportedly worth $50 million. He reportedly also put his mansion in Grand Cayman up for sale for $35 million last month. And in February, he sold Medical Associates Hospital to Caribbean Health Systems, undisclosed price. Now, there's a lot of speculation about what Michael Lee Chin is actually up to with all these sales. I saw one article saying that maybe he's hoarding cash because of a possible recession. Another one says he needs the money because he's not getting any dividend payments from NCB. But what I really wonder is he collecting cash for a major acquisition? Well, what do you think? Let's get this Lee Chin money. That's it for this episode of
Let's Get This Money.
Let's Get This Money. Thanks to our sponsors, Popeyes, good food I keep. Visit locations island-wide. Let's Get This Money, Wednesdays and Thursdays at 7:30 a.m. on Cool 97 FM.
If you missed this program or you just want to hear it again, go to cool97fm.com and click on podcasts. And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to Cool 97 TV on YouTube for more cool content.